This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey everybody, welcome to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast, where we go on a deep dive to help you discover how to move on from yo-yo diets and away from toxic diet culture. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Travis Murrells. I'm the owner and a head coach of The Fitness Genie. I've battled extremely poor mental health, manic depression, crippling anxiety, homelessness, and the absolute rock bottom that comes with those depressive thoughts. Fast forward to today, however, I've coached over 1,000 people to reduce anxiety, heal their relationships with food, themselves, and their body. Now we have an amazing, outstanding team coaching women all over the globe to achieve the body, but more importantly, the life that they want to be living. So if you're someone that is ready to move on from the classic 90s fad diets, Slimming World, Jenny Craig, unsustainable 1,200 calorie meal plans, and you want some freedom in your life, then this is the podcast for you. All of our coaching is one-on-one and 100% customized to the individual. We find a middle ground to start from and build the program around the client, as opposed to trying to get a client to fit our system. We decided to say, fuck it, throw out the previous designs of the fitness industry and create something that actually works, designing it from scratch every time a new client wants to change their life and signs up. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram so you can engage when we're looking for feedback, ideas, discussion topics, and all that fun stuff. But otherwise, enjoy this episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. I am head coach Lindsay, recording from the U.S., the opposite side of the world as everyone else. I feel like we've already established that, but if this is your first episode, I'm so sorry. Not only does your first episode have to be me, but also me in the throes of a very high pollen count. So we're going with the husky, raspy, you know, smokes a pack a day voice. Maybe that does it for some of you, and I hope that's the case. Actually, no, that's weird. No, please don't. So today we're going to talk about hard things. And yes, a moment of silence for you to get all of your, you know, middle school humor out of the system. Yes, that's what she said. Hey, you know, moment of silence. All right, let's get back to work. So today, I want you to dump him. Dump him. Break up with your boyfriend and get you a man's. Dump your fucking boyfriend and get you a man's. Now, Lindsay, what does this have to do? What sort of podcast is this? I'm so confused. I'm so lost. I don't blame you. This is about dumping him, but it's also not about dumping him. Let me elaborate. So, like ending a relationship that is no longer serving you, like dumping your fucking boyfriend to get you a man's, you have to get to a point where you realize that this is not the person for you. And Lindsay, why are you even talking about this? You're asking yourself. So yeah, I personally am divorcing my husband of 7 years, and it's okay. I'm okay. I mean, I've definitely had my days, but overall, you know, am doing better. You know, it's a relief, you know, and I really feel like any grief involved at this point is really for myself and how long I tolerated and how long I stayed and how much life I might have missed out on from staying as long as I did. And so we're going to draw parallels, okay? You and me together, we're going to draw parallels. I'm going to talk about dumping your fucking boyfriend, okay? But we're going to check in to see how things relate to your health and fitness goals, whether that's losing weight, whether that's getting stronger in the gym, whether that's building muscle, whether that's just getting moving and transitioning from a sedentary life to a more active one, whatever the fuck your goals are. There are parallels, I promise. So, dumping your fucking boyfriend is difficult. You know, realizing that something you invested a lot in or something that you're just used to is fucking terrifying, right? So there's this really amazing quote that I actually heard today, and I'm really glad I didn't record this podcast yesterday. I almost did, and then none of my microphones are working. Like, I think that Mercury is no longer in retrograde, but I think we're just gonna blame it on that yesterday. None of my microphones were working, so I didn't get to record the podcast. So I'm recording it today, but I'm so glad that happened because I heard this amazing quote that said, "The misery of certainty is more comfortable than the misery of uncertainty." Let me say that one more time. I want it to like sink in. The misery of certainty is more comfortable than the misery of uncertainty. And that's why you're too fucking scared to dump your fucking boyfriend. That's why you're too scared. Even if we all know we've been friends with you for years and we've been secretly hoping you've dumped it, you know what I mean? Or if that's you, all your friends are fucking sick and tired of you complaining about your fucking boyfriend. They want you to dump him and get you a man's or do your thing or whatever. And again, this is very heteronormative, but it's just to tell a story. Please, you know, I think you guys know me. I am very inclusive. I don't know. We're going with the theme of dump your fucking boyfriend, get you a man's, right? But it could be dump your fucking girlfriend, get you a woman, you know, dump your fucking partner and get yourself a fucking comrade, get you a comrade, not just a partner. Okay. It's applicable to all genders, all orientations. Okay. You follow me. All right. So yeah, everyone else in your life knows you need to do this. They see it. And maybe they've told you. They're like, when is she going to dump that fucking boyfriend? And maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings, so they're not going to tell you. And then when you finally come to that realization and you go to your BFF or someone you trust and you're like, I think I'm ready to dump my fucking boyfriend. They're like, oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, we've been waiting for this day for so long. Like, they were ready far before you were ready, right? You know. And here's the thing. It's going to be scary. It's going to be terrifying because maybe you've been with this person a long time, maybe 7 years, maybe more, maybe less, but either way, there's a level of familiarity. This is the devil, you know, this is the misery that is more comfortable because at least you know what to expect. And you know what, even if you are unhappy and unfulfilled, you're like, yeah, but what if maybe this isn't that bad and I'm going to be even more unfulfilled? Or the idea of just dealing with, you know, the logistical shit of unentangling myself from my fucking boyfriend, the idea of that is too painful. I would rather just stay where I am because at least this misery, I'm used to it. And what if the misery of separating is worse? Even if I know that on the other side, there's better things, maybe temporarily I'm not ready to go through that struggle. Okay, fair, on your own time. But here's the thing. That misery, the scariness of the struggle of moving on, of dumping your fucking boyfriend, of letting go of whatever it is that is holding you back and keeping you stuck. And for a lot of people, that's binge eating. that's chronically under eating, you know, being too scared to eat more than 1200 calories a day. Maybe it's eating carbs. Maybe it's eating fruit. You're fucking scared to eat fruit. You know, because carbs make you fat, whatever. They don't. And maybe you just, maybe you're miserable not eating fruit and you're miserable only eating 1200 calories a day, or you're miserable binge eating and on this restrict binge cycle that you just can't fucking get out of, you know, but you're like, yeah, but at least I know what to expect. And the process of unlearning this might be more pain than I'm ready for right now. And okay, there's no rush. But the thing is, that pain, that struggle is always going to be there. Whether you do it today, whether you dump his ass today or a year from now, that pain's still going to be there. That struggle is waiting for you. And here's the thing. There isn't a rush, but there kind of is. Because here's the thing. Misery and struggle charges interest.
Hey everybody, just wanted to jump in here to remind you that Christmas is just around the corner, and one of our busiest time periods for signups is late November through to around about mid-December. One of two things happens around this time. One, people either start for around about 4 to 8 weeks before Christmas, obviously depending on their start date, so that they can get the foundations of their health journey and what works for them in the tangible sense. Then when we come back into it in the new year, we just flick the switch, keep doing what we were doing, and away we go. Or, number two, what's most common for clients of mine is they lay down their deposit and start paying off the program now so that their payment schedule is extended, which helps out the budget a lot. From there, they're locked in and ready to go for when we come into the new year, knowing that they're secured, we have a start date, they have their program already in hands, they're in and they're committed to smash out the new year with a coach that is not going to let them fall into another shitty resolution thing that they've always done. This is the last quote-unquote weight loss thing that you will ever do for a resolution. We can guarantee you that because we teach our clients to make us redundant. So if you are interested in this, check out our website for details, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, or visit the link in our Instagram bio for everything else Fitness Genie. But for now, back to the episode.
Just like those student loans that we all fucking hate in the US. I know to my international listeners, y'all are probably like, what the fuck's a student loan? Listen, we don't have time for that today. But just like that fucking student loan that you took out to chase your dreams when you were 18 years old, they fucking charge interest. And that interest compounds over time. So the longer you sit there, stuck in the comfort of your current misery, whether that's your fucking boyfriend that you need to dump, or it's your fear of going into the gym, your fear of being judged because you're not the fittest person there, you're far from it, fear of being made fun of in the gym because you're learning new pieces of equipment, fear of just feeling things in your body again, moving things in your body again, that fear again, whatever that, whether it's food, whether it's exercise related, that struggle is still going to be there. It's waiting. Oh, it's patient, but it charges interest. So when you finally do face that, so when you finally do get to the point where you're ready to dump your fucking boyfriend, right? You're ready to finally, you know, repair your relationship with food. You're ready to establish an exercise routine that works for you and your body and your goals. Once you're finally ready, there's that struggle that's been waiting for you. And like I said, the longer you put it off, the more painful it's going to be. And the more fucking untangling you're going to have to do. You know, it's kind of like, you know, women, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe guys too, just people who wear jewelry. It's sort of like, you know, if you got a bunch of necklaces and stuff and you don't like hang them up all neatly on like little hooks or something, and you just like throw them in a fucking jewelry box. Maybe you do that for a couple years, and every time you need to get a new necklace out, you kind of like fish it out. Maybe things are stuck together and you pull, you know. Eventually, you're going to get to a point where all of those fucking necklaces are just fucking jumbled together. You can't, you know. And you're like, fuck, can't even get to any of my necklaces. Eventually, it's all going to fucking catch up with you. So the sooner you prepare yourself emotionally and mentally for the pain of that struggle, start paying down that interest. Figuratively speaking, this is not a financial podcast, even though, well, no, that's another thing. Ooh, tangents. Ooh. The struggle is waiting for you. And there's just no way around it. Can't go over it. Can't go under it. Can't go around it. You gotta go through it. The parents listening to this episode might recognize that as the We're Going on a Bear Hunt song. If you have young children, we're going on a bear hunt. We're gonna catch a big one. And the children's song, when they get to a, let's say a river, it's like, here's a river. How do we get across? It's like, we can't go over it. We can't go under it. We can't go around it. We'll have to go through it. Here's the thing. After all those years of holding so tight, you're holding so tight to shit that was never meant for you, that doesn't serve you, that keep you stuck feeling like shit, whether that's mentally, emotionally, or physically, or maybe a combination of all three. The only way to get past it is fucking through it. It's also like, listen, I'm just raining metaphors down, okay? Listen, you're just getting all the shit because I want you to get it. This is why people start and stop so many times, because they're not ready for the struggle. No, maybe, yeah. Ugh, it's just so hard. And the thing is, I want you to not be afraid. It's scary. How about this? It's okay to be scared, but I want you to do it anyway. Because what's fucking waiting for you on the other side of that struggle, after you're done paying off that interest and detangling everything of the shit that you built for yourself, the prison of your own making, once you get to the other side of that, it's fucking beautiful. There are so many amazing things waiting for you on the other side of your own bullshit. And again, when you finally dump that fucking boyfriend and get you a man's, you're gonna be like, what the fuck was I waiting for? Are you fucking, you're gonna be so mad at yourself. You're gonna be so fucking mad. You're gonna be like, why didn't I do this years ago? And maybe it's not a relationship, right? It doesn't have to be. This is all, again, this is applicable to a lot of different things, okay? Because if you find yourself happily coupled with someone and you're like, well, Lindsay, I don't want to dump my fucking boyfriends or my fucking girlfriends. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, I am, but I'm also not. What's waiting for you on the other side of that is the life that you want. Because If you're not feeling things, that might be that little voice inside telling you, this isn't what we wanted. Like this, or this, whatever it is, whether it's something external in your life, whether it's something in you, the reason why you're not content is because you're not being true to yourself, and that little voice, that quiet voice that sneaks in late at night when you're trying to go to bed, like you're ignoring that voice and finally listening to that voice and fucking going through that struggle and just buckling down and fucking paying that interest, feeling the pain that was always kind of set aside for you. It's fucking amazing on the other side. And the sooner you start, the sooner you can get there. Because there are so many amazing things. There's an amazing life waiting for you. And that's not just getting a man's. You don't need a man's to make you feel fulfilled. Again, this is all, we're speaking, we're comparing, we're making metaphors. Listen, lots of hand gestures, okay? Maybe that amazing thing on the other side of your own bullshit is freedom with food. The freedom to go out to eat with your friends and not be stressed. Not go balls to the wall and go crazy and eat so much you almost puke and, you know, but just be like, oh, I'm just going out with my girlfriends or friends or whomever. And you're just not stressed. You just eat what you need to eat and then you move on with your life. Or it's freedom to eat a little bit of chocolate every day and not spiral into guilt and shame and all that bullshit, because you're done with that, right? You don't do that anymore. That was when you were with your fucking boyfriend. You got a man's now. You eat chocolate like it's your job. And you just make it fit. You balance it out with everything else. And then you move on with your life. Maybe that amazing thing waiting for you on the other side is the confidence in your body. And being amazed at the amazing things that your body can do with exercise. Whether that's lifting super heavy. Whether that's having more cardiovascular stamina and endurance to go hiking with people you care about or hiking with your dog. Just not letting your body hold you back. Whatever that looks like for you. That's the kind of shit that's waiting for you on the other side of your own bullshit. And I say this as someone who has plenty of bullshit. So if you're like, well, Lindsay, you're just so perfect and you're preaching, it's absolutely not. I'm acutely, if not overly aware of all of my flaws and all of my own bullshit. We can have a whole separate podcast. We can have a whole series about what's wrong with Lindsay and the things she needs to do to fix it. But that's not the podcast that y'all subscribe to, okay? That's maybe someday, okay? So I'm saying this as someone who has plenty of their own bullshit, who's currently working through their own bullshit, and has previously worked through a lot of other bullshit in the past. And you know what? Every time I actually have gotten on the other side of that bullshit, I'm so fucking glad I started. And I'm like, why the fuck did it take me so long? So dump your fucking boyfriend and get you a man's. You deserve it. You know, I mean, life is way too short to, you know, with the misery that's comfortable. You know, if you're going to be miserable, you know, chase what you want. Because here's the thing, there is no easier path. There is no golden path to make your life easier. There's struggle no matter what you choose. So pick your struggle. Do you want to stay? Do you choose the struggle of where you are right now? And just accepting, you know what? There's a lot of things that I'm not happy with in my life, that I'm unfulfilled and it's hard, but this is what I know. So this is what I'm going to stick with. Okay. It's your life. I'm not here to tell you what to do. But if you really are like, no, I want something different, it is going to be a struggle to build the life that you really want. But then struggle either way. Pick your struggle. And also dump your boyfriend. Dump your boyfriend. Dump him. Like, why? You're amazing and perfect. And he's just not deserve you, okay? Like, please, please. If this resonated with you, let me know. Or maybe. I don't know. Listen, sometimes I get on here and I'm like, I just hope this is coherent. So if this resonates with you, please let me know in the comments. And if you're going through something, whether it's actually dumping your fucking boyfriend or it's something else that's scary, if you are choosing a different struggle, a struggle that's going to serve you, let me know in the comments. I want to hear. Let's talk about this. Maybe we can do a part two. Maybe if y'all share your struggles, how you're dumping your fucking boyfriend to get you a man's, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Share your stories. We'll talk about your stories. All right. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, we'll catch you next time.